And the one and only time I ran from a cop was in that Camaro.
What? Dude,
you ran from a cop? Yeah. So this is why.
How do
so
I not know about this?
I haven't told. There's a lot you don't
know. It's a world premiere.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself, your host, and three of my lovely co-hosts get together weekly to gather around the nostalgia campfire and share some hilarious and insane stories about growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, as well as contrast those experiences with how things would have gone down now. In today's episode, we are talking about your first car. I want to hear all about it. So tickets, hit and runs. I think we can skip the backseat stories for now, but I know this show is going to be a fun one. So without further ado, let's do a little duck, duck, goose, go around the table and tell our new listeners your name, the year you were born, and how we know each other, starting here.
Hi, I'm Bubbles. I was born in 1982. D is my brother. C is my sister-in-law. And PT is my esposo.
All right.
Hi, I'm PT, born in 1975.
And over here.
Hi, I'm C. I was born in 87, and D is my spouse, Bubbles is my sister-in-law, and PT is my brother-in-law.
Perfect. All right. And yeah, so as you guys heard, I am D, and I was born in 1984. So as if you're not good at math, so like myself, that means we have three millennials and one Gen Xer. So let's go ahead and kick it off. Who wants to start? First car. Let's go.
Well, I guess I'll go again.
All right. Bubbles is kicking off our, if you've listened to our other episodes, she leads us. So we might just stick with this format. Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. So my first car was a 1989 Ford Bronco II. It was red. And that car was given to me by my uncle and aunt. Mm-hmm. So it was originally my uncle's car. And he gave it to me because I had my driver's license, learning how to drive. But it was,
yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Because yeah. No, I'm a spoiled brat.
She was the oldest.
I'm the oldest and favorite. Mm-hmm. And it was a stick. In other words, to people that don't know, it was a manual.
Excuse me? The kids nowadays probably are like, what is that? Well, they know. They probably just haven't driven one or would need to drive one.
Yeah.
So stick shift. And it was actually red and white. It was like the cream and red.
Yeah, I think it was white at one time, and then it became cream.
Yeah, it definitely started as white paint, but yeah, when you got it was a little...
With the Texas sun beating on it.
A little ivory. Awesome.
So my aunt took me to learn how to drive it a couple times, and my dad took me to drive it a couple times to learn how to drive stick.
How'd that go?
It's hard. I mean, now it's easy. Like, I know how to drive stick, but...
You still remember.
Yeah.
Can you give us some, relive the moment and give us maybe some sound effects your first time learning stick?
What did sound
effects? Yeah, what did it sound like? Give me some...
I don't know about sound effects.
Okay, let me... Tell me... Hang on, let me see if I can recall. I'll reach into the depths of my mind, my memory. This is what I think. It was kind of similar to this. Is that pretty
something like that?
All right.
I mean, getting out of first is a bitch.
Yeah, from there it's all easy peasy.
Everybody stalls the first gear. I hate it.
Did you practice with hills?
Yes.
How'd that
Dad
go?
Would take me on hills.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like hills. Or then, I mean, geez, it's been a while, but I remember going up on a hill, going to Ingram Park Mall.
Yep.
What is it? What's the side street? It's Ingram.
Ben Russ.
Ingram, Wurzbach, and the side street, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there's a hill right there, right? So every time it would turn green, I would floor it, the gas, and then.
Oh, Roxbury. Roxbury.
Yeah.
To Sea Island.
Yeah.
That cuts through to.
So, yeah. I would always try not to stall out there because I was bad at them.
It was Express.
It's where that Bank of America is at.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, that's hilarious.
So,
what else? What other stories? A lot happened because you had you had the Bronco.
Well, because I had the Bronco and I had my driver's license. So, I got the permit at high school. So, I was able to drive to school.
Yep.
So, you know, driving to school and mom and dad said, you know, I couldn't take my friends to school, but I had to take my brother.
Uh-huh. Did you now, do you want to say which school it was?
Taft.
There you go. All right. So Raiders.
Raiders represent. You can
see me putting my, pew pew over here in the air. That's what's up. Taft Raiders.
So yeah, I mean, so if anybody knows, like going to Taft, like in 2000, 2001, it was like a two-lane road.
Yep.
1604 was a two-lane highway.
The four-way
and,
stop.
Yeah, it was a four-way stop. And the traffic was backed up like a long line. So I remember me and my brother, we would be on our way to school. And the line was so far backed up, like I would cut in the other lane and go past all the buses, and I would find a bus that would just like be driving slow and like pull in like real quick.
Make them your bitch.
Yeah.
And you, along with like 20 other students, were doing right. The exact same thing. That's why the traffic
That's why
never,
the buses never moved.
Yeah, the bus, damn buses.
Everybody's trying to get in. Yeah. So yeah, I mean,
do you remember the hill? Also, that hill on Culebra in 1604, where they would.
They called it Seniors Hill.
Seniors Hill. Mm-hmm. They'd put like class of whatever on there. Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah.
That's all gone. So here's the only thing that's changed, I would say, with Culebra is it's more lanes, but the traffic, it hasn't
still the same.
Hasn't
yeah.
changed at all.
It still is still backed up. Like, just
yeah,
I hate probably it. Three times worse.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I try and avoid it as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's...
Did you do senior lunch? Would you ever leave? Because
I wouldn't
leave. There
wasn't
a lot in the area.
There really wasn't. I mean, and the time to have lunch, I mean, what, like 45 minutes, 50 minutes?
Get back and park and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and most of my friends, they couldn't drive or they didn't drive to school. So I just stayed at school.
Okay. So truth or dare? No, I'm just kidding. So as far as not taking friends with you, did you ever break that rule?
A couple times. Oh, but I think it was mostly your
Shame
friends.
On
no,
you.
No.
Shame.
I think it was mostly your friends, like Bruno. Because he lived down the street.
That's true.
So I mean, like if it was anybody, it would be him.
Okay.
Because my friends really didn't live close by.
Yeah. He was down the road. So that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. But I remember like getting out of school and there was also a long line in the parking lot to get out of school.
Yep.
And I just had like a Nokia phone. And I think I would text you a couple times and be like, hey, I'm getting ready to pull out to Culebra or whatever.
Be running.
So, yeah. And you'd be running into the car with your friend or whoever. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That was good stuff.
Yeah, it was. And then we would be like blaring what? System of a Down?
System of a Down. Okay. So these are memory songs that trigger that memory for me. That era is System of a Down. So Chop Suey. And Cisco, the thong song.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was what we'd always be. Because it sounded good with the speakers that were in the Bronco. Like, it was just enough bass to play right. But some of the other songs that had too much bass, it would distort because the speakers were.
Because I think it had a subwoofer.
No. So he had side speakers. It had an amp, but he took the subs out.
Right.
Yeah. Our uncle took the subs. He had 10-inch subs in a box. Mm-hmm. They were badass. But he took those out, so you didn't get the subs.
Yeah.
But it still sounded, I mean, we still blasted it.
Yeah.
You don't care. When
I mean.
That's what's up.
Dong, da, dong, dong, dong.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every time it comes on, I'm like, damn, that Bronco.
Yeah.
Also, your Bronco would give us a free back massage, anything over 62 miles per
hour. Going into overdrive. Yeah. Yeah. But it was cool. It was fun. I mean, I pretty much did what mom and dad said, you know, to school. But I know there were a couple of times where when I went to the mall, I would go somewhere else.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I think we're all guilty of that.
Yeah.
Being a teenager.
What's the furthest you ventured, would you say? Where you said you were going somewhere and how far did you say
so
you went out of?
I would say, okay, so you know this story. So we went to Ingram Park Mall.
I know someone who doesn't know this story, but please go on. Yes.
To my left. okay, so I know I was going to Ingram Park Mall, and I think mom and dad dropped you off.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But I went to my ex-boyfriend's house, where he was my boyfriend at the time, Robert, right?
This was far.
Yeah, so he lived off of 410 and what? Palo Alto?
Yeah.
So he lived all the way out there.
Basically like Poteet.
Yeah. So he wanted to go to the mall. So I went over there to pick him up. And then then I met you at the mall.
Right.
So we were there, shopped or whatever. And then I forgot what happened, but I had to drop him off. But I think we were supposed to be home. Mm-hmm. So we had to drop him off, right? Mm-hmm. So we were dropping him off, and then the Bronco started messing up.
So this was before, like, smartphones and all this, right? So it was, yeah, let's go drop him off and then haul ass back home.
Yeah,
before
pretty much.
Mom and Dad get there.
Yeah, yeah. So
go on.
So so the Bronco was having trouble, and yep. it wouldn't drive. So I pulled into the gas station.
Yep. So this is what it's making noises.
It's making noises. It won't start, and it was spitting out pieces of the catalytic converter.
So chunks of red hot molten honeycomb from the inside of the catalytic converter were shooting out of her exhaust.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on? Like, what is that? Because I didn't know what it was. I just saw hot metal flying out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, your car's fucked. Pretty sure that's not supposed to happen.
But I think at the same time before, I mean, I don't think I was thinking that. I was like, oh shit, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, because
of mom and dad.
You're nowhere near where we're supposed to be. Right, you're yeah. by your boyfriend's area of town, so put two and two together.
Yeah.
And what it was a BS story you gave mom and dad. Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I think you just said, remember. I think you said something like, oh, what was it? I you were meeting another friend or you were doing something or yeah. dropping something off, some BS. And I'm just there like.
Just straight face, just like, an innocent bystander.
I was asleep. I don't know.
I'm just here for the ride, man.
Yeah. I was like, here's my chance to extort some money.
Right. Finally, she's getting in trouble. It's not me this time.
That's right. Get the monkey off my back for a bit.
So yeah, then I had to make that call to mom and dad.
Yep.
And I remember mom said dad was so pissed off.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, dude. You honestly, I think the only saving grace for you is that I was with you, because it would have been so much worse if you
yeah,
were
you were my alibi. Oh,
yeah, you would have been screwed, man. It all comes out
yeah.
20, 30 years later.
Exactly. Sorry, Dad. Sorry for that wallet.
Yeah. Man. So that reminds me real quick, that reminds me of how we had to change that catalytic converter. And I remember me and Dad and you. So The Bronco was high enough off the ground to where you didn't have to really jack it up to get underneath it. And we bought this tool from AutoZone or wherever it was. And it was like a long, skinny wraparound set of rolling blades. And you basically like latched it over the exhaust pipe where the catalytic converter connects. And then you just go back and forth. And it slowly tightens and cuts into the metal. But it was only cutting like on the inside and not the exterior on the outside. So we were like for like hours, I think to the next day even, and like we couldn't get this thing cut through.
Yeah.
And so eventually we're like, screw it, just hacksaw through it. But fun times.
But yeah, fun times. I mean, and I think that was the start of the Bronco having problems, because I think it was leaking water into the oil, into the engine.
Yeah, it was mixing.
Right. So we had to do a complete breakdown of the engine, take the heads off and get those, refinished?
Yep.
Or find new heads, because wasn't one cracked?
Yeah, you cracked a head.
Yeah.
So we had to replace all that. It was basically like half an engine rebuild.
Yeah. So.
Fun.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I mean, couldn't drive.
Unless you got to see your boyfriend.
Yeah.
At the time.
So he didn't have a car to come see you?
No. No.
Wow. Sugar baby.
Yeah. But I mean, like, he was like a year older than me, and I think he still didn't have a car.
Yeah. Wow.
On the South Side. I mean,
hey, I'm from the South Side and I had a lot of cars.
I'm going to say right now, I don't feel comfortable. I don't want to share my stories anymore. It's too judgy here.
Yeah.
I'd pick bitches up. They wouldn't pick me up. Yeah. That's the South Sider I am.
Were you opening his door?
No. Okay, no.
I just figured. I mean, we were like two for three. We just complete the trifecta.
No wonder he fell in love with me, because I was like a Southsider with a car and a job and fucking money.
The bar was, yeah, you're good, bro.
Yeah. No comment.
What's his last name? I'll find out.
So I'm trying to think what else. I don't remember getting a speeding ticket. I don't think I really sped.
It wasn't a fast SUV.
Yeah.
Well, you said over 60, you'd get a back massage, right?
Exactly. So, yeah. So think of
on the highway.
I don't know if you saw that movie Interstellar, where he's like going through the atmosphere.
Where they're in the ship?
Yeah,
was it like a G5.
Yeah, pretty much. That's like in my mind. That's what the Bronco was.
Yeah. Yeah, and it didn't have AC, so like we had to drive with the windows down. Mm. But yeah, I remember.
Did it
like,
have power windows? No, right?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I want to say no.
I want to say
yes.
I want to say it had power windows. I don't know about powered lock. Didn't it get broken into also?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't they steal some shit?
Yeah, they stole my purse.
That's right.
At John Jay High School.
Probably that dude from the South Side.
No, this was the. I moved on to another boyfriend when this happened.
Oh, that's like,
burning through him.
Wow. Next.
Burn and turn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bored with you. I'm trying to think what else. No, I mean.
No accidents? Do you ever tap any cars or?
Oh, yeah. I tap dad's car all the time.
Damn.
So dad's a blue Cadillac Fleetwood.
Yeah, like an 80.
82.
84 Fleetwood.
It was an old car.
Mac Daddy.
Fleetwood.
Yep.
Right?
Big ass car.
Yeah. And it would be parked in the driveway. And I remember, like, that's where I would park, would be right behind it. But the driveway is on an incline. So y'all know me in inclines. So. So dad's rear bumper just got like a little tap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you roll back just enough to like, wasn't me.
Let me move to the other side.
So let me ask you, did he ever notice? Like, was it dented in a little
bit? Nah, it wasn't. Nah.
Because they were both metal bumpers too.
Yeah.
Like, okay, with the rubber.
It was just a little love tap.
Just a little. I'm home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, I liked it. I mean, it was cool. Yeah. And then, yeah.
It was free. I mean, it's something that,
right.
I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say no to that. Yeah, I mean, right.
And it had speakers, it had upgrade. I was like, dude, yeah. The only downside is it was manual.
Yeah.
But
and no AC, but I mean.
So what ended up happening to the Bronco?
Gave it back to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did
And I don't know if I gave it back to them because I got another car.
Yeah. You bought the.
The truck?
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. That's why you gave, because you didn't need it anymore. And I didn't want it because I think I had my own car.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't need yours.
Because it was an ugly color.
I was like, nah, I'm good. My back.
Cream and red.
My back's still recovering. Hilarious.
Yeah. Let's see what else. Other than that, I mean, really, that's the only thing that I did. I mean, I pretty much went to school in it. And then just listening to music, blaring music. And
yeah.
I remember the exhaust was so loud, you can hear me coming down the street,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
Announcing your arrival.
Yeah. Julie's home.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, the only other, because I remember your Bronco had, like, a latch, because it had a spare tire on the back, and you had to, like, lift the latch and pull it out in order to lift the hatch open.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sometimes, like, either my fingers would get, like, caught. Or they just get like real dirty, and I'm like, F this truck, man.
Yeah. I don't think I used it that much. And I think it wouldn't close all the way. It would always, you had to like really slam it.
I remember that, yeah.
For it to latch.
Yeah. Because there was one time, was it Richard? We had friends of mine, and we were all piled in the back, and we were sitting in the like hatch area. Like it was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty dangerous, yeah. But it is what it is.
Yeah. So there's certain songs that when I listen to them, I think of like the Bronco, like mm-hmm. good times.
Yeah.
Especially like System of Now when I listen to Sugar.
That with Sugar.
Yeah. Definitely that song. Cisco, DMX.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what else. Usually just, I think we listen to rap a lot.
There's a lot of rap. 504 Boys.
Yeah.
Ying Yang
Twins.
Ying Yang Twins, some of the masterpiece stuff. Ja Rule.
Mm-hmm.
That was like at its like, that was when all that was coming out. So
oh yeah, dang. That was a good music.
Yarp.
Yep. Yeah. Good
Sweet.
Times.
Thanks for sharing.
Good times. Yeah.
All right. Who's next?
Me.
All right. Let's hear it. See, first car.
So the first car I would consider, I guess mine was a Ford Focus, a 2007, and it was silver.
So you got that was your first car. Like, how old were you?
Honestly, I was in college already.
Yeah.
So yeah. Because I was driving it up here to San Antonio.
Nice. That's a pretty nice first car. Like, I would say.
I liked it. You know, it was brand new.
Dang. Excuse me.
Well, at the time. it reminded me of a turtle because of the shape, you know?
Oh, okay. Did you name it?
No, I don't think I ever named it.
Okay. Well, no. I think turtle.
When did they come? They're like four cylinders, right?
I don't know if the Ford Focus had a V6, so probably four so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I felt like it was really fast. Maybe you know, it was I would a V6. Speed in it around like all the time and I would never get stopped because nobody would ever pay attention to like a little Ford Focus.
I can see you like weaving in and out of traffic.
I loved it.
The cops are like, someone's speeding, but there's no way in hell it was that silver Ford Focus.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
So it was low profile for you.
It was. The way that I got it or I ended up driving it was, my aunt actually won a raffle. So it was like a church raffle.
Dang.
And so she won the car but she already had her cars, that she didn't need it. She didn't need it. And so my dad went ahead and bought it off of her. And it was also to kind of help her out, you know, with finances and stuff like that. So, you know, he bought it and then that's kind of.
That's legit.
Dang, yeah. They actually had a car.
I know.
Yeah. I just know you just do the raffle, but you don't really see.
Yeah, you usually get.
You don't
like,
know right. if the well, person that wins gets the car.
Usually it's a crockpot right, scam. Yeah,
there's always some kind of. So it was a very, very basic car. So the power windows and stuff was already out. But this had like you literally had to like roll up the windows and roll down the windows.
The crank.
You know, but I didn't care because it was a car and it had AC. And it had a CD player, and that's pretty much all I needed at the time.
That's one thing I think Zoomers need to suffer and experience is with the classic reach across to roll the side window, passenger window up. Yeah. Oh, God, it's raining.
Yeah.
Or unlock it. When you pick somebody up, unlock
like,
it.
Like, man, the struggle is real. Okay, so did it have power door locks? Do you remember?
Yes. Yes,
okay,
it did.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, it was basic.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, I did my best to keep it clean. And obviously, it was all plastic. I think it was like black or maybe like a dark gray inside, cloth seats and stuff. But, you know, I mean, I also didn't have to pay for it.
That's
so
a legit first car. Yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. The fact, I mean, you obviously, it seems like you took pride and like took care of it as best you could. And
yeah, I took care of it.
Did your
own
oil changes?
Like, no.
Did oil changes at all?
You know what? Probably. Maybe I don't remember.
Oh boy. Did you have any like hot like molten stuff flying out of your catalytic
your muffler at any point? No, I didn't. Thank goodness, because then I would have been stranded on like the way to San Antonio, probably. No, I loved it though. I loved driving it. Especially on the way to San Antonio, like being, you know, a teenager, you know, I felt free, you know, that I was on my own and stuff. And
that's a pretty good. So some of the listeners who may not know, like the road trip from the Valley to San Antonio is a pretty good distance. It's about 3.5-4 hours.
Right.
It's brutal.
I mean,
brutal.
For a teenager, like all the music you can listen to,
right? To be on your own.
Yeah.
And then driving all that way and.
Kind of like a little adventure.
Cool. Yeah. It was an adventure. Awesome.
What about a CD player, tape player?
It was a CD player, not a tape player.
Wow.
That was after that. Yeah.
That's a luxury. Like at that time, I mean, because you had to get the little tape adapters, remember, to plug into your CD player,
right,
and you hope
portable CD player.
You better hope you have at least 20 seconds of ESP skip protection.
Oh yeah, the bumps.
That was a thing. Huh?
It was.
I totally forgot about that.
Even the cars, when they first had CD players, would skip. You hit a bump and the car actual player would skip. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. So you had a CD player. This is going back. Good listeners, you guys will know. You guys and gals will know this. Did you have a CD binder?
Yes.
How big?
It wasn't that big.
Okay. But you had like where it's probably stuffed full of CDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't have thick book. No, I think I had maybe just a little one that had just a couple.
I had one and I had a visor one.
Yeah.
The one that stuck on the visor.
And then when you turn and they all come flying out. It's like raining CDs.
Yeah, I didn't have a whole lot.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. You ever get a ticket? Any accidents?
So no, not really in that one. I can't remember about getting a about getting a ticket in that one. So that one, I ended up, I think my dad wanted to drive that one, and I ended up driving a different car, and that's the next car that I ended up driving. That one I kind of took through the ringer, you know. I got stopped. I ended up, you know.
Okay, hang on. I want to make a note that we need to talk about that car in a future episode.
No. Yeah, there's a lot of stories in that car.
That's what we want.
Give us the juice.
We should have said that was your first car.
No, but it wasn't. This one was. So anyway, my dad ended up driving that car, and then I think he ended up getting T-boned in it. Oh, so man. Then that was the end of that car.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Done.
Yeah.
Dang.
So it wasn't.
Wow. Yeah, you didn't wreck it, so you're good.
I didn't wreck it.
It was a short-lived car, or you had it for a while?
I want to say I had it for probably no more than a couple of years. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good run.
Yeah, but the next one I had for a lot longer, so that I guess I have more stories with that one.
I feel like a teenager having a car for a couple of years is a pretty good run, because mm-hmm. a lot don't make it that long.
Yeah.
All right, PT, you're up.
My first car was a 82 Camaro.
Hell yeah.
Roddy Sport. Yeah, it was like matted black. It was my official car that was like all mine.
Dude.
Yeah,
matte black on the outside or the inside?
The outside.
Yeah. How old were you when you got it?
I was 16. It was a 91.
Legit.
I had previously had a Blazer, but it was my dad's, but I blew the engine out.
Yeah. So this was your
baby. It was my car that my dad, my mom had, she had like got hurt at work. So she had like a settlement. So she had like a back problems. And then my dad's like, we're going to buy you a car. But because I was already working, you know, at Kroger.
And you're like, I want my first car to be that one.
Yeah. So we went, and back then it was like, Auto Trader. I remember looking at Auto Trader.
Yeah.
Like, my dad's like, what do you want to get? Trader. And I'm like, because my dad used to have a record and he bought and sold cars, but you know, he didn't have anything I wanted. So we found this one over here by the airport, Broadway and 410. And like, we're from the South. My dad never left the South Side.
Yeah.
So I remember we met the guy at like one of the office buildings.
Yeah.
And, you know, my dad gets off, you know, his little Mexican cholo, you know, he's all like, hey, how you doing? Hey, we're here to see the car. And the guy was like, okay, is it just you? Me and my son. My son's in the truck. Yeah, so we got off, and my dad's like, well, I got to drive it. Like, I'm a mechanic, so he's like, can my son test drive? He's like, yeah. So the guy went with us, but he was, like, so scared.
Did he squish in the back?
Because my dad was like, you go in the front, not go in the back. And the man was like, no, so you go in the back. Like, he didn't trust my dad. And I was So we're laughing, and then so I drove it, and I liked it. So my dad's like, do you want it? He's like, yeah. So then we met at like some title place, like on 410 somewhere, and we like transferred. My dad paid him, and but I love that car.
Dude, was, like, automatic or
it was automatic. Yeah,
hell yeah,
it was nice, and it was weird because it didn't have power windows, but it had power locks.
Yeah, mine was. That's weird, right?
Like, yeah, it was weird. So my dad was
all
like,
or nothing. What the heck, man?
And then I remember my dad like changed out the had like a just a radio. He put in a CD player, and man, we used to always cruise everywhere. Me and my buddy Sergio. Rest in peace. We used to always jam out to like NWA. That was our shit, dude. Like,
dude, yeah. The Black Camaro rolling around.
Straight out of Compton. Yeah. Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. Yeah. We used to jam out to that. And then, back then it was like NWA. And then, like, and then of course, like Depeche Mode and all that crap. You know,
yeah.
All the 80s stuff.
All the 80s stuff, like, man. Hell yeah.
The New Wave.
Yeah.
The Cure.
Yeah. Then it was a good car. It was my first car. I think I had it for about a couple years.
Okay.
And then I think I blew the engine out, but because I used to, at the time, like my first serious girlfriend lived in Seguin. So that's another reason why they got me a car. So
that's a good drive.
When I would work, like if I wasn't working on the weekends, I'd go drive over there. I'd go pick her up and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I put a lot of miles on it.
Did you get any tickets?
I did.
Yeah, I would imagine. Hell
yeah. I think I got a ticket. I was going like 95 on the highway one time.
Dang.
I got pulled over by DPS. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That was my first ticket. Yeah. I think
it looked
I was
like a black streak.
I was like 17, right. I think. Yeah, I got pulled over coming from Seguin. Yeah, and then my dad was so pissed, dude. The ticket was expensive. And at that time, my dad had to go, like, if you're underage, they had to go to court with you.
Dang. So it's in Seguin, or like, I guess what? Yeah, along coming the way, back, one of those small.
Yeah, it was like it was a DPS guy.
DPS,
so so I got the ticket, and I just remember it was like 3-something,
dude.
My dad's like, I'm gonna pay it. You're gonna pay me back. He's like, all right. And my dad was so pissed because our insurance went up like a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, not compared to today, but back then, you know.
Oh, even today. I mean, it's just exponentially worse now. But
yeah. Dude. But back then, yeah. And I remember the insurance went up. My dad was so pissed. So I had to pay more in insurance.
Yep.
And then, yeah, the ticket. Yeah, it was expensive. I remember my dad was so pissed off. But yeah, I'm trying to think of any. Oh, one of the craziest things that happened was we were driving to San Antonio from Seguin with my girlfriend at the time, Anna. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck she was doing, but she like had her feet up on the dash or something, and she like put her foot down and she kicked the shifter. I was going like 70.
What?
Yeah, on the highway, and it just like locked up and like fishtailed.
Shoot.
And I was like, fuck.
Wow. And she fishtailed. She knocked it apart.
So we pulled over to the side and we were like, it's like, what the fuck did you do? And she was like, oh my God. And I was like, the car turned off. So I turned it on.
Right.
And it turned on. I was like, okay. And then I like put it in drive and it worked. Dude, like,
you're good.
Dude, I swear. Nothing happened to it. I was so scared. Wow. It's like, man, I have to call my dad. He's going to have to come with his tow truck and tow me. He's probably going to beat my ass.
Yeah. $7,000 transmission job.
Yeah. So then when we got to the house, like, cause we were going to spend the day there, you know? And, I told my dad, he's like, oh yeah, all right, whatever that, nah, bullshit. That didn't happen. You know, he was all mad. Like, he was telling me, something like, oh, I don't believe you. You would have blew out the transmission. Like, dad, that's what happened. Paul was like, what the hell? He was, no, bullshit. Stop fucking around. So yeah, he didn't believe me, but yeah, that was one of the crazy stories. And then one time I took it to school cause I would drive it to school and we parked in some guy was hating on me because, I don't know, just dickhead.
You were there in your black Camaro, dude.
Yeah, so my fucking Camaro. And this girl would look at me. What's up, bitch? It ain't my fault.
Yeah, don't hate.
Go take the Via bus. Yeah, no.
And the Via bus, not even the school bus.
Go do your four transfers. No,
hey, in the Southside, you take the Via bus, man. We don't take school buses, man. It's not cool. If you go on the school bus, you get beat up.
Really?
Yeah, you only rode, dude, on the Southside, you only rode the school bus if you wore a helmet. Or if you were like a geek, dude, or a nerd. But that's just the way it was back then, dude.
Because you were safe. They felt safe on the school
bus. We had to because
the
school was
like
2 miles away.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, we also, I mean, the school bus didn't drive by the
Taft. We used to walk.
Or, I'm sorry, the Via bus didn't go by Taft.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, we used to walk. You know where my parents lived to the high school, to Harlando? Like, it's far.
Yeah, that's a far walk.
She's like, you used to walk? Like, yeah, I fucking walk. Like,
dang.
How many miles is that?
About 5 or 6.
Oh, really? Wow.
Imagine carrying a tenor saxophone doing that.
Less?
Is it 5 or 6?
Five or six miles?
Maybe three.
Maybe two or three miles. Even then, that's
a mile in like 20 some minutes. So it would have taken you.
Yeah, it would take us about 25, 30 minutes.
You could walk a mile faster than that.
Yeah, like faster 14, than that. 15. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're going at a leisurely pace. But
yeah, I guess if you're lugging around that trombone,
maybe in the morning, but in the afternoon it's all hot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but we would take the bus before I got the car. So yeah, because me and my buddy lived, my two best friends lived one street away, and the other Emilia lived like 2 streets away.
Okay,
so we would always like sometimes his parents would take us because we were in football, so they would take us. But yeah, when I got the car, we would drive. But
heck yeah,
yeah, some guy broke my tail lights. My dad was so pissed. Yeah, he broke both my tail lights
because he was hating on you.
Hating, dude.
Where was it parked? At school?
Yeah, in the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that sucks.
I didn't find out until like our senior year. I still whipped his fucking ass.
So you knew who it was.
I knew who it was. I wish I could say his name. I'll go whip his fucking ass again.
Dude, that's crazy.
Watch out. He's coming after you.
He knows your name.
He hasn't been. He didn't get over it.
Tell you one thing. When this podcast ends, we're all going to know your name.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll tell you the story about my bully one day, dude.
We could do a bully episode. You had a bully?
I'm so surprised.
Yeah, now, but yeah, in fifth grade, took my Michael Jackson jacket. I never forgave him. Then I met him as adults.
Wait. Michael Jackson jacket.
You never got it back?
It's a red one, bro, with all the
like
zippers.
The red and white or whatever?
No, it was like red with all the zippers from like Thriller.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, what you know about that, bro?
Dang, parachute took pants? It from you? Yeah, I know all about pants. That. I had a pair of parachute with the Velcro on the sides, MC Hammer pants. They were acid washed. They were legit.
Yeah. And when I was beating his ass, I remember that. I told him, I was like, take my fucking jacket, bitch.
Dang. As you were whipping him?
Yeah, all fucking 15 years later.
Bitter, party one.
He still got a... Is that what that list is I see in your pocket? That looks. It's The paper was white, but it's all yellow now.
Was it a blacklist?
Yeah, it's like, he's like...
The pencil's all gone. I had to keep going over it. I got a list of 10. I've gotten like six off. I got four more to go.
Yeah, you're almost there, man. Almost
you know
there.
Who the fuck you are.
San Antonio, watch out.
I know. Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, no, that's about it. I mean, it was a great car. I loved it.
Hell yeah.
I wish I could get another one.
I had the same feeling, man. Like every time.
And that was my first Camaro. Like I've owned like three.
Yeah.
And it's because I was fascinated with Camaros because my aunt and my uncle had Camaros.
They're great.
So I took my driving test in like a
is
92 Camaro.
Is this the one that taught you how, like how to work hard?
Yeah, my tia Maria, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, my tia Rosa, yeah. She took me to the DPS when I took my driving test. It was in her 92. It was a convertible red one, 92 Camaro dang, Super Sport. I think it was Super Sport. I don't know, but I remember that car. And like, yeah, the DPS guy got in and he was like, oh, this is, you know, back then, dude, in the 90s.
I really wanted Camaros a T-top.
Oh, yeah, I had an 88 IROC.
That was, my second Camaro. That was like
black one.
Legit, man. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I was fascinated with Camaros. Now I'm like,
so how long did you have that car? Did you drive that car?
I think I had it for about like a year and a half, because I don't remember when I graduated, I didn't have it. But yeah, I had it for a while, and then I think I blew the engine out or something happened to it. Dude, I would drive it to Seguin like all the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was, I wish I could. I mean, they're out there, but to get one like in good shape to drive, it's kind of hard. Mm-hmm. And if you find one, they're kind of expensive.
They are. Like, I've gone to a couple shows, and I'll see like a 88 or some late 80s, that generation. And, yeah, they want too much money.
IROC Z with the
T-tops, Targa tops.
Black.
Yep. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Shit, yeah. But yeah, that was my first car.
Nice.
Cool. Well, nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can relate because my first car was a 1989 Chevy Camaro RS. It was the 2.8 V6. So it wasn't the IROC. I really wanted the IROC.
Oh, hell yeah.
But it was so the color was called Dark Red by GM. But it was actually a metallic, and it almost had this like copper hue to it in the sunlight. Yeah. It was beautiful. It was almost like a dark maroon. It almost looked like black at night sometimes, like in just shadows. Like it looked real dark. Like
black nalgas just shining in the sun.
Just shining there.
Really? That's what you...
So I named her Genesis because I was like, this is my first baby. This is the start of something great.
Fucking
and
nerd.
Dude, I loved that car to the point, I mean, I detailed it. I washed it all the time, like took care of as best care of it as I could. You know, it was just like I was all about it. And the way I picked this car up, so I was working at Blockbuster. I was 15. So I was 15 when I bought my Camaro, and I was basically working to drive driving to work. But my dad had a business where, like we talked in the last episode, so he sold cleaning supplies and paper supplies to all of these businesses throughout town. And so one of the customers was off of Culebra, and he also owned a restaurant, but he had like a little auto sales shop off to the side, and he had this Camaro. And so the price was $3,000, and we were able to set up without financing, just, you know, honor system, pay me $300 a month. I think it was $150 biweekly because I got paid, you know, biweekly with work. Excuse me. And so, yeah, I paid it off in like 10 months, and I was like, this is my baby. But I couldn't even drive it to school because I was a sophomore and you couldn't take your car to.
What?
Yeah.
That's lame, dude.
I know. You had to be a junior to be able to drive to school.
Because they would give you stickers, like a permit.
Yeah. Fucking Northsiders, dude. Or Southside. You could drive. You could be fucking 12 and drive a car to school. Dude.
Don't be hating.
Yeah, don't be hating.
Ain't hating, dude. I could drive my car at 15.
And what was crazy is, so I junior year, it was like, yes, I can drive my car to school now and park in the parking lot. And
so you had your car, but Julie was still giving you rides
because I couldn't drive to school. And I got the same rules about not picking up friends or driving friends.
Same rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
same rules.
Same rules. Can't pick up your friends. You can't be driving places. And the girl I was dating,
that's lame.
She lived off of. So the girl I was dating went to Com Arts, which was the magnet school for Taft.
Wait, what? Com Arts?
Com Arts. Commies.
Oh, they said Com Arts. I was like, we had that on the south side.
Yeah. It's pretty much the same. Com Arts, we called them Commies. Communication Arts High School. Oh, and okay. So she lived off of Bandera and Broadview. That's really specific. She lived on Bandera outside of inside 410. And so I would drive some mornings to pick her up, like, and all nervous, like, cause I wasn't supposed to be, you know, picking up my girlfriend, but I would go over there and sometimes we would skip school and, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, what's up?
Exercise. Yeah.
and, I remember one time we were driving to Taft from her place and the car started overheating.
Oh shit.
Because I was like hitting the gas and I'm like, what's going on? Like, I got no power. Like, what's up with my Camaro, you know? And I see the temperature and it's like,
yeah, it starts going
I'm like,
up.
Oh no. So I pull over and like I turn the engine off and we were late to school because I had to wait like an hour for it to cool down enough before it would actually turn back on. So that's when I knew like something was up, but that was other problems like that the car was having. But anyway, that was like one moment where I was like shitting my pants kind of like what? With Julie, like I'm going to have to call my parents yeah. and they'd be like, why is your girlfriend with you? And why are you not in school?
Why are you all the way over there?
Yeah.
Like bubbles.
Why are you wearing her underwear?
Yeah, we're definitely siblings.
Right. Damn, y'all don't learn.
Hey, yeah. we know each other's secrets.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some crazy stories. So, real quick to kind of describe it. So again, no AC either.
What?
Yeah, no AC in the Camaro. No stereo. It had at one point like a stereo installed, but the face was missing. So I didn't have the faceplate.
You had to replace it.
So I never did.
What?
Yeah, it was like,
how could you drive without a fucking radio, bro?
Dude, it hadn't a good exhaust. I was good with just listening. I'm telling you, I loved this car, man. I didn't even want music. Like I would have liked music, but I didn't need it to enjoy the drive.
Geek, bro.
Yeah, I'm
you're
a nerd,
geek,
bro.
Geek, nerd.
Don't hate. No. Nerd. Okay, let's talk about what else it didn't
That's
have.
A little bit admirable.
Yeah, let's talk about what else it didn't have. No airbags, no power windows, but it did have power locks, yeah, just like that, yours. Yeah. It's weird.
I think most Camaros are
It was like standard,
you
maybe.
Got the IRAP, like right. the top, yeah.
Well,
but
I mean,
the
it's
classic.
Chevy.
So you have to remember, I'm allergic to bees. And wasps. And so, like, dude, sometimes I'd be at a stoplight and one would come and I'm like, no. So I'm like reaching across real fast. Oh, God. And then rolling up the other one, like shitting my pants. Terrible, terrible experience. So that sucked
so
with not having power windows.
Did one ever sneak in, like, right after, like, you finished closing it?
No, I got lucky. But
you're gonna wreck.
I would be here right now.
I would have thought you would just like get out of your car.
I can see him putting it in parking.
I'm buying another car.
I don't love this car.
There was one time where it had the transmission or something had messed up where it was parked for a bit of time, and no joke, I went to go open the gas cap and there was a freaking wasp nest that had been built inside, and I was like, oh, what the hell?
Dad.
So yeah,
daddy,
help me! They're gonna sting me!
Don't get me, daddy's gonna get me.
So that sucked, but you know that car was. A lot of good times in that car. The tires were bald, so bald that the steel belts were coming peeking through the tire rubber.
I remember that.
And I didn't care. I drove it anyway.
What?
Dude, there was one time I was driving to my girlfriend's.
Very irresponsible.
And I'm getting judged over here. The tires were so bald that I was going to turn onto the street my girlfriend lived on. And it was raining and it was on a downhill incline. And so like my wheels are legit. My steering wheel is cranked all the way to the right. And my Camaro is just going straight for the car. I'm going to hit this dude in the front of his car. Like, oh my God. And it's just like, just sliding. And at the last second, it catches traction and does like a freaking 90 degree whoop. And I was like, oh my. And that car was like bracing for impact. And I was like, whoa, I got to get new tires. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
That's
so,
how I got rear-ended one time with somebody that had bald tires.
Oh, was it Davey?
It's probably that karma coming back from the
My karma to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways.
Is that how y'all met?
The bald tires.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hit you from the back. How
where,
you doing?
Where were you going? Nowhere. Where were you going?
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Let me get your number. Let me holler at you, girl.
Yo, you want to go to the coffee
skirt?
Shop?
Hey, what's up, skirt? So
say, girl.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So the bald tires led to my first ever ticket and encounter with a police officer. Now, Ingram Park Mall is where my girlfriend worked. You guys remember Fruit of the Isle in the food court?
Oh, best smoothies.
Yes, amazing smoothies. Fruit of the Isle. So she worked there. Oh, my God. They put two flavors in one.
Next to Glamour Shots.
Can I get an extra banana?
So I was on my way to go pick up my girlfriend from her shift, and I was at a stop sign in the parking lot of Ingram, and because the tires were so bald, I hit the gas and I was turning, so it like broke traction and just a little like, nothing crazy, just a little traction.
How?
One
more time.
So then I noticed this cop come flying up behind me with his lights on, and he's like making a big scene out of it. I'm like, what the heck? So I've never been pulled over before. So I pulled to the side And I'm waiting. And I'm like, this cop isn't getting out of his car. I'm waiting. He's waiting. It's awkward. And then he finally gets on his little like speaker megaphone thing. And he's like, turn your car off. And I'm like, oh shit, I had it running the whole time. So I cut the engine and he comes over and he's like, what do you think you're doing? And you got to keep in mind, I was a punk rocker. Like I was a big punk at the time. So I had punk band stickers on the back, Dropkick Murphys, like all this stuff, like on the back windshield. And I had a mohawk. So he's like, what are you doing hot rodding it out here? And I started laughing because I was like, hot rod. I was like, dude, that's a V6. And he's like, he was pissed because I'm talking back. Right. So he's like, I need your license, your insurance. I give it to him. He starts asking me all these questions. Where do you live? I'm like, it's on my license. He's like, what's your date of birth? I was like, that's on my license too. He's like, what's your name? I was like, dude, it's all there. Like, what do you, I don't understand.
Damn. Dude.
So he's like giving me all this shit. And then he's asking, do you have any drugs in the car? No. Do you have any guns in the car? Do you have any knives in the car? I'm like, nope. I'm like, nah, just a couple dead hookers in the back. And like, of course it's a hatchback. So you can see through the glass. And he like gives me this look. I'm like, I'm joking. I don't have anything in my car, officer. So he like, I'll be right back. So he's writing the ticket. This is what he didn't know. Like literally two days max before, I had two butterfly knives that I had just taken out. And these were felonies. Now you can have them. But at the time, like it would have been two felony counts like mm-hmm. of butterfly knives. And I have kept them under my seat. So if he had searched, he would have found them. I would have been SOL. But I had just detailed the car. And so I took him out and I like got rid of him after that. I was like, dude, I can't.
Would you have let him search if he asked?
No, but he probably would have anyway. Cause I was a noob. I was like 17. I didn't know any, like, mm-hmm. you know, like he probably would have just done it and I wouldn't have known any better.
I would have tackled him, dude.
Yeah. I would have stabbed him with my butterfly knife. So he comes back. He gives me the ticket and it's for exhibition acceleration.
Oh, I've gotten a lot of
And
those.
I'm like, what is, how expensive? And I ask, I'm dumb. So I'm like, how expensive is that? And he's like, I don't know. You'll have to find out. I was like, okay. And he's like, it's not that much. I was like, all right. Dude, it's like $181.
Yeah,
it's
like, yeah, like,
so I remember, I think I don't know how long I hid it from mom and dad before I like showed them the ticket that I got. But yeah, that was my first.
Well, didn't you have like a date, right? Like a
yeah, that's date? What I mean though. But I was like,
so you don't when like do a I
tell
before?
Them? Yeah, like I was going to tell
you,
them right
you
then.
Couldn't
you
couldn't go online, right? And pay it.
No,
you had to go in court. You had to go to court. Yeah.
And I remember the judge was hot. Dude, I went for like I'm like in like dressed as nice as I can as a punk with a
with
mohawk.
Fucking green hair.
Yeah, no, it
wasn't, green it wasn't tips, green right?
Hair. It was no
fucking frost tips. Yeah, fucking fanuke right here.
But I remember the judge was a woman judge and she was really good looking and she
did
gave
you charm
me,
her. Did you give her like
I did. Like I was like, yeah. I think she's like, what happened here? I was like, well, my tires were bald. I hadn't replaced them yet. I was I was about to order them, and I was picking up my girlfriend at the time at the mall and. I just turned, I was like turning on an incline and it broke traction. Like it's not what it probably sounds like. I wasn't like hot rodding or speeding through or burning out or something. She's like, okay. So she gave me probation. So I had to like drive real careful.
Like a fucking geek, two hands on the wheel.
For 6 months.
What?
6 months? Yes,
that's a long time. Yeah. She got less hot after that. So that was like my first time getting pulled over. And the one and only time I ran from a cop was in that Camaro.
What? Dude, you what? Ran from a cop?
Yeah. So this is wild.
How do
so
I not know about ran. This?
I haven't told. There's a like, lot you don't
know. It's a world premiere.
No, no. Tires? I had new tires.
No, world premiere.
I was ready to go.
World premiere story right here.
So the only reason I did it is because I'm coming down Grissom. I'm going like 60. And right there in the parking lot of Prince of Peace, I see him. The two parking lights. Camp Cloak with rockets. And as I turn right, the lights come on and I'm like, so rather than hit the brakes, I hit the gas and I doubled down and I pulled into that street that's right after.
What?
And I started hauling ass down the street, took the first right, took the next left, went into some random ass driveway, cut the lights and got out of the car and went and hid in the bushes. And so I was waiting for like,
you parked what? In somebody's driveway?
Yes. And I waited there for like 2 hours. Before I was like
2 hours, what
the? Because this cop's gonna be driving around the area and there's only one way out and like I don't know if he went left or right, but my way home is this way. So there's a strong chance that I might cross paths with him again. So I waited 2 hours and just sat there
and someone's bushes
Well, after like after he didn't drive by,
park in someone's driveway.
You fall asleep in the bushes.
No.
Bushes.
So after I waited,
and Chance getting shot. Yeah, fuck it.
So I waited in the bushes maybe like 5 or 10 minutes, and then I got back in the car and I waited in my car for 2 hours. Let me clarify on that part.
Okay. Yeah.
Were you still in the driveway?
Yeah, they probably would have had wasps in there.
And I'm, no. Yeah. They're gonna find you dead in the bush. They don't even know what the fuck happened.
Hey, karma's gonna get you either way.
So I creeped back home and I was like just sweating my ass off, knowing like this cop's gonna find me, dude. Like, and I don't know how to play this off. So the other thing that I would have to do in the Camaro, because the exhaust was real loud, is when I would sneak out from the house, I would like put the car in neutral.
I remember
pushing down the street, start it up, and then when I would come home, because our street was like a L, so you could get into it from both sides. And I would like speed up from the turn and then put it in neutral, kill the engine, and just coast back to the sidewalk.
I remember.
Dude, I had that down. Yeah. I could do it right now, actually, with my eyes closed. That's how good I
damn.
Got.
Wow.
I remember like I would go with you and you would go pick up your girlfriend and I would have to sit in the back.
Oh my gosh.
And it smelled like gasoline. Yeah. Bad.
What?
Yes, I would get so sick and nauseous. It just, I don't know. Why
you know what? My Camaro smells like that too, dude.
It's a hatchback. The tank is right there behind the back seat. Yeah, it's literally right there. And I mean, that's what cars smell like, dude. Like
nowadays, you do.
Well, maybe if it's a piece of shit.
Well,
oh, damn.
It was. I mean, it's also got a back seat that it really shouldn't have when you think about it.
Nobody should be back there.
So this is one thing I do feel bad. Shout out to my buddy. I apologize. And I apologize profusely because I did not put bros before hoes. I put my bros in the back seat and my buddy is like 6'1". He's this big guy and I had him. He's like, nah, bro. And I'm like, sorry, man. My girl's got to sit up front.
What?
And he's like, are you kidding me? And like,
he'd do the same though.
Dude, she was eating it up. You know, of course she was. She's like, you know, but
yes,
I would make
yes,
him.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, you're going, you
what
got
are you
going
to give
no,
him?
What do you got?
Yeah, what do you got? Actually, he had pretty good size.
What if he said, well, I cannot. What if he's like, I can give you something.
He got like a C cup on him.
It's tighter.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I would make him sit in the back and it was the most awkward thing. I feel so bad about it. And the funny thing is he talked so much shit about my car. Like the whole time I had it, he just dogged it and talked so much crap about it. And then when it came time to sell it, he wanted to buy it. And I'm like, no, dude, like you just talked trash for like years about my Camaro. Now you want to buy it. Plus it had a lot of issues. And I was like, the last thing I want is to sell him my car that I know has problems. Because he's going to be coming to me every time he needs to fix it. And I don't want that headache.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, nah, bro, sorry. I already sold it to this other dude. We're done.
Damn.
Yeah. It was a great car. And there were so many more stories. That's just like what I can think of that really stands out to me. But yeah, I think the coolest thing was like the Social D sticker I had. Because I got some like cool stickers from Hog Wild.
They don't make them anymore.
Yeah, put them on
used to go to Hog Wild.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, we used to get all our stickers there too. Yeah, but yeah, running from the cops back then was easy, dude.
Oh, dude,
if you didn't run from the cops in the south side, then you were a fucking geek.
The only reason I did it is because I had that head start.
Yeah, you can't do
but
it
if
now,
he had
dude.
Been, if he had been instead of in the parking lot, if he had been like right there, I would have pulled over, of course. But because he was so far back, I was I got it. At least this is my one chance I can make it.
Oh, you look out.
I sure did, man. Yeah. Plus, I was a minor, so it wouldn't have been as big a deal. If I did it now, it'd be SOL.
Yeah. Yeah, nowadays, camera from the cop, dude, the helicopter goes up, you're fucked.
I know, dude. Yeah. You get those six, you get up. Those five stars on GTA real quick.
Yep.
So I will say, like, don't run from the cops.
Yeah, that's why I don't break the law anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, and that's the one thing.
I never have.
So I learned that, too, was about... I can get in a lot less trouble if I don't have a mohawk and look like a punk with piercings in my face. Like I can still listen to the music and think the same way, but it works a lot better when you're in a suit and driving a nice car. Like, you know, you just
I can't still get a mohawk.
Yeah.
I can see him with the mohawk.
I need to put a picture for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was tall too. I had a big hawk. When I would sit in I think it was the Lincoln, I had to like tilt my head because it would be
because it was so
liner.
Tall.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
you don't want to mess up your little spikes.
I know, right? It's gonna be all straight and then like bend at the tip.
No, I wanted to dye it. I did want to dye it, but I never did.
Yeah, and you just guy had a pink. I mean, green one, like huge, and
like a spring green.
Yeah, we go like White Rabbit.
Hell yeah!
Check out like DRI, Butthole Surfers, all those.
Oh things. Man, great bands.
Because you would use like a specific gel, right?
Yeah. So they didn't have a lot of products then, like.
They don't have the Gorilla one, right?
No, so there was a gosh, I wish I could remember the name of the brand, but it was like a glue. It was a hair glue. But what I'd have to do is section at a time, put it in my hair and blow dry it flat. And then to make it all consistent, yeah, like back, the same way, the same, you know.
So like direction. When you touched it or somebody pressed it, did it crunch?
Yeah, it was like stiff.
And like, remember, like my friend.
Yeah, like yeah, exactly.
You didn't have real Mexican friends? You could have given you fucking tres flores, dude. That shit fucking, my dad used to put that shit in his hair. Yeah. In our hair.
Yeah.
Slick back. That motherfucker never went anywhere.
Yeah, and I remember having my mohawk when I ran my dad's business and I was also going to Northwest Vista. And so girls would want to touch my mohawk and they'd ask about my piercings and like this, it was crazy. And the chick I was dating at the time would get so pissed. She's like, why are you letting them touch your hair? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, they just want to be like,
do they
hair.
Know about that piercing down there?
Yeah. Do they? That's weird.
Do they know you got your labia pierced?
Why did every time you're walking down the hallway, I see girls come up with magnets and they're trying to touch your.
Yeah, right.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Your pierced butterfly.
Why do you have that belly button piercing?
You have the little chain from your nipple to your belly button?
Dude.
You dirty girl. You?
No, but I had my lip pierced, I had my eyebrow pierced, and I had my ears pierced. Nothing else.
Oh yeah, I remember all those piercings.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, I just had my tongue pierced. I had like a 3-gauge.
Oh yeah.
My barb pierced. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was like the
I only had my belly button pierced.
Just your belly button. Mm-hmm. See?
Just my ears.
Just your ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. Good times.
Camaro, that's crazy, right?
Camaro. And I felt the same way. Like, I've still wanted to buy one.
I still want one.
Like,
my dream car is a 67 Camaro Super Sport.
Yeah. 67 to 69?
Yeah, burnt orange with the black racing stripe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a car. Me and my dad always look for that car because he always came around cars and stuff. He always... He always try to find one so we can fix, but we can never find like a good one, dude.
I really 67 like
67 Super Sport is hard to find.
SS. Oh, another one that's hard to find is the I think 68 or 69 with the is like the pace car.
Oh yeah,
colors the white with the orange.
Yeah, that one's hard, dude. Yeah. Dude, they go for like 50, 60 if you find one.
It's hard to justify for like I know it's gonna be a garage queen.
No, and fuck sit that. There. I drive it every day. Ah, dude, I'd haul ass, dude. Fuck yeah.
Dude. And then I blew another engine. Hell yeah.
I drive that car to that guy's house and beat his ass for breaking my lights again.
Dang.
And you have a black exhaust smoke.
Wow. Yeah, those are great first car stories too. Because I don't know, it's like your first car. There's something special about it for everybody, and whether you got it for free or you bought it, like it's. In my opinion, it doesn't really change that much about, you know, for most people. I'm sure there's exceptions to to this, but.
And usually most first cars are like beaters.
Yeah. And that was one thing too was at Taft, the parking lot was full of a mix because you had kids and their parents bought them like brand new cars. Yeah, and I'm like, dang, man, that must be nice. And I'm there with my 13-year-old car, you know, but I loved it. And I remember hitting, I was parking, this was before first period. And I remember pulling into a parking spot. And I came in kind of wide and the front of my Camaro hit the front fender of the car parked next to me and their car like moved forward. And I was like, oh shit. So I got out and I looked, buffed out as much of the paint as I could from my car. And then I looked at theirs and I tried to wipe off as much as I could, got back in. And as I'm like sitting, you know how like it's low. So you're kind of like squeezing in at an angle. As I'm looking up, this girl, Stacy, who's in my first period, is laughing. She sees it. She saw it all happen.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, so I get in and I move. I go park somewhere else. And then I see her. I was like, because we weren't friends. I just knew her. I was like, hey, let me talk to you real quick. She's like, she's laughing. She's like, what? I said, you see me hit that car? She's like, yeah. I was like, was it your friends? She's like, no. I was like, oh, thank God. All right, cool.
You want a free roller?
No, she was real cool. She's like, I don't care. I'm not going to say anything. I was like, I trust you. Thanks, Stacy. But I was like sweating because I'm like, oh my God, I just did a hit and run on this guy or this girl and I don't know who they are.
Damn. So,
yeah, I stopped parking in that parking lot. I parked on the other side. And when I was a senior, I took for the first half semester, I did Spanish 1. So I was in with all the like freshmen and it was in one of the portables and I would always park the Camaro like in front of the portable and they were like, this one guy, he was so pissed because I would hit on his sister because she was in that, she was in that class.
Wait, you said you were a senior in a Spanish 1?
Actually, it might've been junior year now that I think about it. It was junior year. So it was junior or Spanish. But anyways, I remember there was this one girl and she was cute and I would flirt with her a lot and her brother would get pissed because he like, he didn't like me. He had this band and I didn't like him. And
I don't remember taking Spanish or a language course.
Yeah.
You had to. I think it was like Spanish.
Yeah, it was required. Yeah. You had to take like 2 years of.
I don't remember.
You had to.
Yeah, you had
I
to.
Took Spanish when I was a freshman.
Yeah. Or you could do German or French. Or
you had to.
You
did. Spanish, in the state of Texas, French, or some other, I guess, whatever else they offered.
I don't think you could sub it with something else.
Yeah, we have.
Maybe I did. I just don't remember. Yeah, I bucked it out.
No, you had to because it was either for us, it was like French or Spanish.
Yeah. First cars. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Should have.
Was the insurance expensive when I started learning how to drive or when I was driving the Bronco? It didn't go up that much.
Actually, my insurance was expensive.
I know you. Yeah. Well, you're just expensive.
Did you have to pay for your own insurance?
Hell yeah. Oh. Man, it sucked. That's what I was saying. I was driving to work and working to drive.
Yeah.
Like I would give that little bit of extra money. I would go to like IHOP after closing at Blockbuster and just like, you know, hang out with my boys and smoke cigarettes and eat food and like, you know, do like little stuff, midnight bowling and go to the movies.
I remember putting gas in and like $20 would fill it up.
Oh, yeah. Gas was like 96 cents. Like
99 cents or whatever. Man.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, George Bush.
92. Yeah.
Thanks, George W. Once I paid it off, then I had all that money. But like, I was actually, I mean, when you think about it, I paid $3,000 in 10 months, like as a 15-year-old, you know, like I was
actually pretty good.
It was, I was disappointed. I'm telling you, I love that car, man.
I paid like $1,800 for mine.
Yeah, total.
Yeah, I was like 18. And then
I paid nothing for mine.
Wow. Hey, how about you over here?
I paid nothing.
Damn, man.
Spoiled brats. Yeah, spoiled asses.
Entitled.
I can hear it through the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's coming through crystal clear, the entitlement.
I'm just kidding. Hey, there's no shame in my game.
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed. It is what it is.
I'm going to edit that out. That's uncalled for.
Shots fired.
I just hear haters.
Yeah.
Right? Stop drinking that haterade.
It's easy to hate when, you don't get free stuff. Well, I want to thank you listeners for sticking with us through another episode. I hope you enjoyed these crazy stories that we're sharing here today. Make sure you follow our podcast. We have a lot more planned every week. We're going to be dropping new episodes. So we would love to see you come back. Until then, see you at the next one.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Later.